You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Greg Greenberg, creator of the Allergy FT app that translates food allergies from English into different languages for people who travel to foreign countries. Greg, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, likewise. So how did you come up with the idea for this app?
Well, Eric, I travel a lot for business, and I happened to be on a trip in Spain, sitting in a cafe having dinner, and I am allergic to certain shellfish, lobster, crab, and shrimp. And I was looking through the menu, and my Spanish is terrible, and was really having a little bit of trouble communicating with the waiter, and had one of those kind of moments where he said, you know, just like the commercials, there should be an app for that. And when I got back to the States, did a little research and found that there was really not a great solution out there for people like me who are traveling abroad a lot. So I created it.
You got to love where those inspirations come from, those locations as well. Now, how does the application actually work?
So right now it is an iPhone application, so you can go to iTunes and you download it. First thing is to set up a profile. You can set up multiple profiles for yourself or other members of your family if you're traveling, and you indicate which allergies you're allergic to. Right now we have around 62 food allergies, and we get suggestions all the time from people who have downloaded our app, so we're always adding more foods to it. But right now we have 62 different types of foods that you add to your profile, whether it's milk or cheese or strawberries or, in my case, lobster. Once you add those to your profile, you could add your name or a picture to help differentiate between, say, you and your daughter or your son when you're traveling. And you go to a screen that says Translate, and you can choose. Right now we have three languages. We have German, Spanish, and French. Hit a button, and up comes a screen with a warning message that says, you know, please, I'm allergic to these following foods. Please make sure I don't order them, with a list of those foods in the language. And one of the keys to this is that we use native speakers to translate this. So it's not a machine translation. It's not using Google Translate or anything like that. So we know that it's in the right vernacular. And it's as simple as that. One of the other great things about this is that it does not require an internet connection. So a lot of times when people are traveling abroad, there's roaming fees, or you don't have your data plan because it can be very expensive. There's no internet connected here connection, so everything is native to the device.
That certainly is key with using that app for sure. Now, can you tell us about the development process of the app?
Yeah, so when I got back from Spain, I did some of my research and then started to sketch out what this might look like. Really started with a process called wireframing, where you develop what the screens may look like and how a user might get from one screen to the next. And once I had sort of the outline of an idea of what I wanted this app to do, I then looked around for potential developers. I'm not a developer myself or a graphic designer, so I did a search of my network and really just kind of reached out to a number of people. It's the kind of beauty of LinkedIn today and email. You can do that in a really mass way. And was able to connect with a graphic designer as well as a developer overseas. And I ended up developing this offshore, and it was very cost-effective and a great process working with a new vendor. So that's one of the benefits, again, of, a global economy today, where you are able to find people to help you in other parts of the world who are much cheaper than here in the States.
Today we're joined by Greg Greenberg, creator of the Allergy FT app that translates food allergies from English into different languages for people who travel to foreign countries, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Greg, how do you see the app and its features changing into the future?
The biggest thing that I see moving forward is more languages and more food allergies. We've had an overwhelming response from people who have heard about us, who not only say, "Oh, I'm allergic to bananas," or "I'm allergic to avocado. Can you please add that to the app?" We keep an ongoing list of those, and we try to update them as we can. So more food allergies. The other thing that we see happening is more languages. We've had requests from Malay to Thai to Japanese to Brazilian Portuguese. So there are people out there who are traveling the world looking for this solution for other languages. So that's another thing that we're focused on. Right now we are focused on translating the entire app into German, Spanish, and French, so that if you are a non-native English speaker, you'll be able to use the app if you're coming to the United States and you're from Germany. So more food allergies, more languages is where we see this app going.
And lastly, what marketing tactics are you using today to get the word out about the app?
Well, this is a self-funded operation, so we try to use a lot of low-cost, no-cost tactics, which range from organic search engine optimization, so people can find us when they're searching, to a lot of PR outreach. So working with the blogger community to let them know about our app. And see how it will benefit their readers. And that's both on the food allergy blogger community as well as the travel side. This is one of those apps where if you hear about it and you have a food allergy, it makes sense for you. And it did for me. So we're trying to spread the word that way. And then, of course, social media. We use Facebook and Twitter in order to constantly tell people about what's going on in food allergy world and keep them apprised of it. So lots of low-cost, no-cost tactics in order to try to continue to get the word out.
How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about the app, the Allergy FT app online? And I do realize also that you mentioned it is available on iTunes as well, but where is the information source?
The best place to go is our website, allergyft.com, allergyfoodtranslator.com. So all the information is there. You can see some screenshots. You can see how it works. We also have some list of resources about food allergies and travel. So it's a nice, simple website where you can learn about our app and then directly go to iTunes from there. So, again, allergy, F as in food, T as in translate.com.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a tip for the entrepreneurs listening in today?
Yeah, I think the best thing that I can say after this experience is, really try to do something you're passionate about, and something that solves a problem. This happened to be one of those kind of light bulb moments where I had the need, and if I have the need, many other people must have it as well. And this is something that hits home. It's something that I use when I travel, and I used it in Germany a little while ago. So do something that you're passionate about and it solves a problem, and you'll find your niche.
Greg, certainly terrific what you've created here, and best of success, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Greg Greenberg, the creator of the Allergy FT app that translates food allergies from English into different languages for people who travel to foreign countries. And the website of reference, once again, is allergyft.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.